Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. 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 About to commence.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, right here on KCNR 1460. It's June 9th. The people have spoken. It's 7:07 in the morning. That's right. The people have spoken. We've had our free elections. We have changed things, my friends. We have changed things. When I say we have changed things, I mean the sense that some people have moved on. Some people are standing up for the first time. But it was a free election. There was nobody at the polls with guns. There was nobody there forcing you how to vote. You had your choice. You went in there. You got to dip your finger in the purple ink. I am so proud of this county. I am so proud of this state. I'm so proud of this country. And speaking of being proud, I got Proud Bob here.
You know, I was really jazzed because I got a message on my machine personally from Meg Whitten who says, "Hello, Robert." And then I found out everybody with a pulse got that same call using their name. I was disappointed.
I didn't get one. You got one?
Yeah.
Jim got one. Linda got one. I didn't get one.
I didn't get one.
It's a little scary.
Well, you know, so we... And speaking of being just a little scary sometimes, here she is, Linda.
Whoa.
You are sometimes. You are. You can be scary.
Well, I hope it's a good scary. I hope it's like blow your
scary,
socks off scary.
Scary sexy. How's that?
Anyway, yesterday when we went to go vote, it probably must have been, I'd say 2:33. And the polling booth that we've go to, I think this is the third year that we've voted there. And it was nice. First of all, thank you so much to those pollers who
volunteer.
Thank you so much because that's a service. They said that there was a constant trickle, and they did not see that last election. So we were happy about that. We thought, you know what? I think people are starting to pay attention. If you're just tuning in, currently 63 degrees. Today there's going to be a chance of showers with a high of 79. And when we say it's a 20% chance of showers. And boy, do we have election stuff to cover. I don't know about you, but it's just been, I think I've got about 6 hours of sleep in the last 48 hours. So running on an adrenaline kind of high here with everything that's going on. And I don't know, we're going to take your calls this morning, 605-4567. How are you feeling about the election?
Well, you know what? We're going to go over that. You know, in fact, if you want to, we can go over the initiatives. Yes, no, yes, yes, no. Okay. The
13.
No, we'll go over those in a second. All right, let me tell you about the show today. At 7:30, we're going to have a gentleman on named Norman Lloyd. Norman Lloyd was a cameraman that dropped in with the 5th of the 7th in the Army, 7th Cav, and they went into Cambodia in 1970. His documentary he made is quite stirring, but it's stirring in a number of ways. There is no narration in this. This is the story of young men talking about what they did. 35 years later, he went back to the 5th and the 7th, which was reactivated. When they left Vietnam, the unit was deactivated. They reactivated him again for the Iraqi war. The war on the Iraqi Freedom War, and he went back with them again, and he made a documentary about that, just an outstanding documentary. Now, something else he made too was a 30-minute documentary for the Marine Corps. Well, in conjunction with the Marine Corps on combat stress, talking to wives, talking to people that were involved in it. It's really, really a great film. And I would recommend it for anybody who's had loved ones that have been in combat, whether in Vietnam, Gulf Wars, Iraqi War, Afghanistan Wars, any of those. There's so many wars, huh, my friends? But we're going to have him on today. He'll be on at 7:30. We're going to talk about some of the things he has done. He's an Australian, just loves America, and he loves American warriors. Then at 8 o'clock, Mark Beecham is going to come in. And Mark and I are going to roll around on the floor and talk about politics here in Shasta County and what happened, what he saw happening, why things happened, and then I've got some ideas too, but that's after our breaks here. This is Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left. And the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man. There's one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey you, yes you, join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters, so get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR, sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from the Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for the Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon, at kcnr1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the crew, would like to remind everybody about the Shasta District Fair. Come out and support our local kids in the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Sale. And the folks who donate back to the community 4-H and FFA barbecue, we do appreciate it. The same weekend is the French Antique Truck Show at Fall River Mills at the Round Barn and 299, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're serving tri-tip and chicken and lots of old trucks. Here at Northern Lights, we're removing a lot of barbecue bottles, propane, so don't get caught running out on Sunday. Pick up extra bottles. The ethanol-free 93 is working great for all the weed eaters, mowers, and chainsaws. And also, see Brenda at Weaverville. They are now an open site for CFN and Fleetwide cards and Visa 24/7. So give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:13 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us everywhere. Okay, you know, everybody wants to change the world. I guess that's appropriate for Election Day. Okay, let's start going through them here. One of the big races, Steve Carlton, unseated, Jerry Bonito. And it wasn't as close as I thought it was going to be, or many other people. It was 58. Carlton had 58% of the votes, and D.A. Jerry Bonito had 41%. You know, that was kind of surprising. We're going to talk about that at 8 o'clock. Let me see. Connie Regnell is still the auditor-controller. She defeated Randall Faulkner. The Jim Nielsen has taken it over Charlie Schopp easily, and so he is still going to be running for the state assembly against Jim Reed. Doug LaMoffa beat Rick Keen easily. He had 58% of the vote, and with 42,000, Keen had 30,000, 40% of the vote. You know, this was kind of a surprising thing, too. But you know what I liked about this contest? You weren't going to lose. I mean, they're both conservatives, and they ran an honorable race. You didn't see a lot of mudslinging. Yeah, right at the end, there were some things went back and forth, but all in all, it was a clean race, and both of them are honorable men. So anyway, Doug LaMoffa is going to be running for our state senator as the Republican side. You know, the one thing, and we can get into this, you know, of course, Congressman Herger running against Pete Stiglitz. Pete got, I think, like 38% of the vote. And it was an honorable try there. You know, Pete is a true conservative and wanted to push Charlie. I mean, push Wally. And I don't know how hard he pushed him, but he did get people involved. You know, and that was the thing. You know, the Record Searchlight had something, or a couple words in there that was absolutely true. It's, and something that we've been saying here also is that challengers, every elected office needs a challenger. Yes, they need a challenger. So it makes the people running for office or the incumbents define who they are. The incumbents need to come out and talk to the people, even if they're running unopposed. You know, Tom Pasenko came out, you know, talked on the show. He talked about what he stood for. He was running unopposed. But everybody, down to the city clerk, ran opposed. And, you know, you just have to like that. It looks like Les Baugh and Chris Young are going to be in a runoff, that Les Baugh didn't get over 50%. You need 50 plus one. He did not get that 50%. So it looks like a runoff between Les Baugh and Chris Young for the District 5 supervisor.
Well, when we were doing our Free Fire radio, and still are going to be doing our noon show, a live stream that as well, we did have a debate, a live debate between Carlton and Benito. And I think that that was a wonderful, it's been wonderful for us to be able to bring to you, outside of perhaps another kind of forum, that maybe a Tea Party or a special planned meeting, that you can hear, call in and ask the candidates. And so that's been, it's been great for us. And we going to hopefully maybe we'll be hearing from some of the candidates this morning. We've got some calls out. I know they're probably been up late, but that will be great. So, yeah, and absolutely. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we want to talk to you about the weather, because we do hear people say we wake up to Free Fire Radio. So keep telling us the time, keep telling us the weather, because that's how we start our day. So, of course, you know, today is June 9th. It is 7:17, and today it's going to be high of 79. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Leslie Morgan maintained her seat as the assessor recorder. And we talked about, Meg Whitman, not even close, 64% to Poisoner's 26%. I wonder how much money Steve Poisoner put into this campaign. I heard around $30 million. I mean, what do you get for $30 million? Well, right now you get 26% of the vote. Looks like Carly Fiorina is going to challenge Boxer. That she's got 56%. She had a big lead over Campbell and DeVore. DeVore being a more true conservative and more popular with Tea Parties and many true conservatives. Campbell, who was on the show. In fact, all three of them have been on the show. Farina, Campbell, and DeVore were all on our show, and we talked to all of them. Tom Campbell was a very likable guy. He's very much a fiscal conservative, but he was a social liberal, and those types of events, those types of issues, he was more liberal than his opponents. We had Whitman on. We had Poisoner on, come to think of it. We've had Herger and Stiglitz. We've had Largent and Morgan. Carlton and Benito several times. And LaMalfa and King. I think we've had almost everybody that was running that we can think of that have been on the show. And that's, you know, I applaud the people for coming on the radio and letting the people that are going to be voting for them ask them questions. We've had several of them down at Tobacco and Brew for our town hall meetings. And that has worked out very well. Looks like Sam Onestad, our senator who was termed out, is not going to be running for lieutenant governor. It looks like Maldonado has beaten him. You know, Maldonado is the one that is one Republican senator that went over so that they could pass the budget and voted on the Democrat side, and then was appointed lieutenant governor after that. And then he's running kind of as an incumbent, even though he was never elected into that position. And Maldonado also, as we pointed out, was during the during the groundbreaking ceremony of our Veterans Home, which was just an outstanding event. And by the way, we will be giving away a T-shirt today. We have a T-shirt from that event for a caller. Not right now. You have to wait. He said something about how his children were not going to be veterans, nor were his grandchildren. I'm not exactly sure how he knows that. But I thought it was kind of an interesting comment to make there at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new veterans home. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to finish up on all the election results, and then we'll have our guest come in. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Hey, did I tell you how proud of you all I am? You got out and voted. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items. New products coming in every week, but wait, there's more. Every week a different special. This week's special is perfect for Dad for Father's Day. A cordless electric drill that's regularly $12.95. This week, it's only $5.95. Why pay shipping and handling? Take it home and enjoy it today.
The As Seen on TV store, located at 1746 Churn Creek Road behind Dairy Queen and in Chico at 208 West East Avenue.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
You're invited to the 2010 Energy Fair at the Sundial Bridge on Saturday, June 19th. Hello, this is Pat Keener with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 10th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 19th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. This year's fair will feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating solar energy, energy efficiency, water conservation products and technologies, along with hybrid and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free breakfast burrito for the first 1,500 attendees, drawing for Energy Star appliances, and a celebrity dunk tank where you can dunk me and other city officials and local celebrities to help raise funds for Power to Seniors, supporting REU's SHARE program. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact on our community and our planet. See you June 19th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge, adjacent to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, your community utility.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, every Saturday at noon.
Each week, we discuss important mental health topics. Our guest for May will be Dr. Delene Forrester with PTSD, grief and loss, and Dr. Gregory White of National University, introducing us to jealousy.
Tune in for emotional health with Psych Talk, Saturdays at noon.
On KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Reading. 7:23 in the morning. 20% chance of a showers today. Portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Mark your calendars for June 25th. That day, we're going to be at Tobacco and Brew. It's going to be a very special day with our morning show and our noon show. Colonel Garrity will be here in the morning. And then we will also be having him at, he'll be at Tobacco and Brew, where he'll be doing a book signing, and you get to meet this guy. Let me tell you something. You will be fascinated. So come by and have lunch with us on the 25th. You know, Carl, I just recently was corrected that the people who do poll do get paid.
They do?
Yeah, they get paid. I don't know.
They get paid a lot?
They get like $100.
Oh.
To sit there all day and greet people, and, you know, they're cheerful and kind. And then there was a number that came out for how many people showed up out of Shasta County and voted, and that's 38.3%.
I'm proud of you, 38.3%. How does it feel like you are the ones that made the difference?
And so how do you get people, how do you get that up to 50 or 60 or 70?
I would be interested to see if there was any time. In which elections did they come up to 50%? Is it during a general election? Is it during a special general election, like a presidential election? It's something like that. It should be interesting. Okay, let's go to the propositions. Proposition 13, limits on property tax assessments for seismic retrofitting. That passed 85%. And I can't see why it wouldn't have. Open primaries, Proposition 14. You know, I think this could be a problem. It passed 58% to 42%, of course. The thing about this, it just says, is that the people with the two highest of votes, vote getting, or they accumulate the most votes, are the ones running for office. How is this going to work if everybody from one party swings into another one, just to kind of like pad it? I'm not sure. What about if we had Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi running because the South thought that was a good idea? Oh, well, just a thought. The California Fair Election Act did not pass, 57% to 43%, about adding money to giving state money and tax money to people running for office. Plus, they can also collect their own money, so it's like an extra money we give them. You know, if you took away the private money and said they cannot have any private funding, but we're going to do it through the state, I'd look at that one a lot more favorably. At least it would give people who don't have $100 million a chance. Okay, the two-thirds vote approval to move into municipal electric providers. PG&E wanted this. They lost. Auto insurance companies can base, on Proposition 17, can base prices in part on a driver's history of insurance coverage. 51% of the people thought that was a good idea, and 49% thought it wasn't. So that kind of pretty much covers everything that's happening around here on this.
We're taking your calls this morning, 605-4567. Tell us what you think about the election. Hey, by the way, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phones.
Indian.
Morning. Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Morning to you. Got stuff to sell?
Yeah. What's going on down there? It sounds like you're putting together all your election. Whatever result.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. I think we got most of them. Yeah. What's up, Indian?
Now, listen, I'm commenting on the 38%. You know why it's 38%?
Why?
Well, it's a sad note, but it doesn't matter who you vote for anymore. It's all the same garbage. You know, don't get me wrong. I voted, but I'd like to see it up to 80%. But I think the feeling with most people today is it's the sad situation.
So they feel like even if they vote, it makes no difference. It's the same people that's going. There's not going to be any change.
It might not be the same people, but it's the same program.
Yeah.
You know, the program doesn't change. The program just keeps going the same way, and it doesn't change. I think people are starting to get to a point where they're mad as what, and they're not going to take it anymore. So hopefully it will change the program. But go ahead.
No, it looks like in Nevada they've got the one candidate, the Tea Party candidate that shocked everybody, that rolled in the woman that's going to be running against Reed. That she's a conservative, and conservatives are being heard. More true conservatives. Are being heard a lot more than you used to be in the last two or three years.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if that makes a difference.
It is time for change, but it's the wrong change.
Yeah, Indian. It's the only system we got right now, and so far it's been the best system. It hangs in there, but again, it's the people that get into the system, and it's not easy. And once you get into it, it can be a mess, as we've seen.
Hey, Dave, we're going to take a break, but we'd like you to hang on the other side, because I think what we're all coming down to here is about inspiration. And somebody said once that maybe we should hire a president and then hire a king so that the king can do all the ceremonial aspects. But hold on, we want to get your thoughts on some more things. We got to take a break. Carla Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. See you after these news messages.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. BP stock is down to around $5.70 a share as the company feels pressure, not only to stop the oil leak and clean up the mess, but to cut investor dividends to help pay for it all. Nearly 2 million Americans quit their jobs in April. Economists see that as an encouraging sign that people have enough confidence in the economy that they're willing to take that chance, in some cases without a firm job offer. The traditional way a car company launches a new model is to, well, roll it out at an auto show, but Ford's taking a new route with its redesigned Explorer, launching it on Facebook. And the winner is Silicon Valley. Two veterans of California's high-tech industry make successful jumps into politics. Former HP head Carly Fiorina is the Republican nominee for Senate, and former eBay chief Meg Whitman wins the GOP race for governor. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
If you're unsure when to lock in your rate on a new CD, check out the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. Its interest rate is among the most competitive in the country. And if rates go up any time during the term of the CD, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. Give us a try and let us show you how banking should be. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Are you curious about the origins of the universe? Does today's scientific evidence support or contradict the biblical text? A.W. Tozer Theological Seminary invites you to explore life's biggest questions with renowned author, pastor, and astronomer Dr. Hugh Ross as he unpacks the mysteries of the cosmos. Find out more about how our universe was formed and what brought matter, energy, and space-time dimensions into existence. Spend time in person Monday through Friday with Dr. Ross and ask him your questions directly on Friday nights at the A.W. Tozer Theological Seminary located at Simpson University in Reading. Prepare for a fascinating conference, 10 weeknights in a row beginning June 14th through June 25th at the Simpson University campus. Whether you can attend only one evening or all 10, you are invited to participate in this master's level class even if you've never attended college. To sign up, call us today at 226-4132. That's 226-4132. Or register online at simpsonu.edu/hugh.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, good morning. It's June 9th. It's 7:35 in the morning. It's after Election Day, and you know we've told you everybody who won. We told what propositions passed. We got some other things that are happening. At 8 o'clock in the morning, we have Mark Beecham. But our guest right now is Norman Lloyd,
and his and also Chuck Kinney is here too. Norman Lloyd is a producer, director, and a cameraman that an Australian, as you'll hear by his accent, who went into who was embedded with the 5th of the 7th Cavalry during CAV during Vietnam and accompanied them into Cambodia. He then, years later, 35 years later, and I'll let him talk more about this, was again embedded with the 5th of the 7th in Iraq, as I've mentioned earlier. He made a documentary called Commitment and Sacrifice, which is astounding. Good morning. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Kyle.
Thank you so much for coming aboard today.
Well, it's my pleasure.
How interesting is this that you went into a very, very hot zone in Cambodia. In fact, the 5th and the 7th in that company that you were attached to was like the spearhead of it and was in a fight all the time.
Well, they were. It was very tough for them, but as I found out quickly, I'd only been in country for about 2 weeks, and I flew in on an emergency medevac and hooked up with these guys, and they were in combat basically every day, and sometimes two or three times a day as they fought their way up this slope, and then finally, after about 8 days, finally took this hill that was called Shaky's Hill after the youngest member of their company, Chris Keflos, who they used to call Shaky because he would stutter, and who was loved by all of the men. So to me, going in there and hooking up with them was a brand new experience for me. I'd never been in combat before or been in the military. But I got to realize how brave these American soldiers were as young men, young guys, 18 years of age or so. The eldest person in the company, I think, was 24. So I spent time with them. I'd stay with them out there in the field while they fought up this hill.
Well, they mentioned it. A number of them mentioned it and wanted to know who this guy that rappelled in to almost a middle of a firefight when you came in, and he thought, he doesn't have to be here, but now he's one of us.
Well, you can't help but in those circumstances where people are being killed and wounded all the time, and as you know, being a military man, that the guy on your left and the guy on your right are your brothers, you know, and that bond that's established between you and your fellow soldiers at that point, even though I was a civilian, I developed that bond because they were keeping me alive out there. You know, I relied on them to keep me alive. And so it's a very, very special thing that I think a lot of people don't understand, that bond that develops.
Yeah, the band of brothers, we few, we happy few. I mean, it's hard for people to realize that unless they've been there. You know, one of the things that came out in your documentary, and I'm talking about the first part here, and is so many people were characterized, so many of our warriors in Vietnam were characterized as dope-smoking murderers, knuckle-draggers. This was addressed during the documentary to these young men and said, and you can use your words,
sure,
about when this was asked, what, to a man it seemed like they had the same comment.
Well, that's correct. What you understand is when you're out there, and all, particularly the frontline soldiers, there was no dope smoking going on out there. That wouldn't be allowed, as the men said, because you're out in the jungle. You're forming your own perimeter. You've got no protection apart from your buddies to protect you. And anybody doing anything that wasn't professional, that wasn't bent on the mission, protecting each other, wouldn't be tolerated. And I never saw anybody smoking dope out there, and it never happened. If it did happen, as one of the men said, that person would be out of there, you know, one way or the other.
And it was great listening to this, and of course the camaraderie. That mission into Cambodia was to find the supply caches and to go after the leadership, because they were the North Vietnamese were using Cambodia as a staging area and a supply area to come back and attack into South Vietnam. And when Nixon said, let's move into Cambodia, of course, you know, the country erupted in all types of protest. The only protest the 5th of the 7th had was having to keep fighting up this hill, knowing they were getting closer and closer to the treasure. We're going to take a break right now, but I want to leave on that one. But when we come back, I want, you know, we can address this one. But again, a group of men, these soldiers, these warriors, so much to be proud of. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Our guests are Norman Lloyd, documentary maker extraordinaire.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-494-2108. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-494-2108. That's 1-800-494-2108.
Riverfront Playhouse presents the must-see family comedy of the season, Pat Cook's Every Little Crook and Nanny. In the spirit of Frank Capra, this tale of a bank heist and three retired nannies has all the classic comedy twists and surprises fit for any audience. Jonessa Britton, who directed the 2009 ARPY Award-winning Best Play of the Year, Steel Magnolias, works her magic again in this hilarious comedy. Don't miss Every Little Crook and Nanny, May 22nd through June 19th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets on sale at the Graphic Emporium, 1525 Pine Street, Reading.
Master, I have scaled the treacherous mountain to find you. Oh, I love what you've done with the cave.
Thank you. And what do you seek, my child?
I seek a sign, Master.
That is an easy one. Go to Wonderland Signs in Reading, for they are the masters of signs.
Whether you seek a small graphic for your business or a complete logo design and sign package, Wonderland Signs has the experience and the craftsmanship to get the job done. With 23 years in Shasta County, they are the masters. Wonderland Signs can take you smoothly from concept to the finished product in a variety of media. From old-fashioned hand carving and hand lettering still proudly practiced at Wonderland Signs, to the newest cutting-edge technology in computer graphics, full-color printed vehicle wraps, and Gemini 3D lettering, and their use of the highest quality materials ensures the longevity of their work. No job is too small or too large. When you seek a sign, don't scale a mountain. See the masters in the valley. Wonderland Signs, 3316 South Market Street in Reading.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Good morning, Reading. You're listening to KCNR 1460. It's currently 7:44, and it's 66 degrees today. We have 20% chance of showers with a high of 79. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Good morning. Our guest is Norman Lloyd, who is a documentary. I guess he's more than that. He's a cameraman. He's a documentary producer.
Storyteller.
He's also a storyteller. He's also with Chuck Kenny, another one of our veterans who is the president of Shasta Gas here in town. And Norman, as we left they were going. We went into Cambodia, and the 5th of the 7th was heading for one place.
Yes, they. This was determined by the battalion commander, Maury Edmonds, that what he said was they didn't know exactly where these caches were, but they knew that the North Vietnamese were going to try and stop them from getting there. And so what they did was he felt that wherever the most intense firefights were, as they moved along, that was the direction that they wanted to go. And this is why it led to these sometimes three firefights a day as they fought their way up this incline and then up this hill. So it was really that the North Vietnamese led them to the cache because of the intensity of the fighting. During this fight, there were the very heavy casualties. The company, in fact, was down to less than 50%, 2 days before they took the hill, and they had to bring in Echo Recon platoon to build it up to strength because they felt that they needed more men for the final push, up the hill.
And then what they found, as it turns out, was one of the biggest caches ever found in the war. Thousands and thousands of weapons, you know, hundreds of thousands of rounds, anti-aircraft guns, trucks, everything you can possibly imagine was in this.
Yes, it was really amazing. They had things that you don't think about, like they had flamethrowers, all sorts of recoilless rifles. They had these huge bunkers that were like a garage for your two-car garage, dug under the ground, concealed, and there were something like 50 of these bunkers just loaded with every type of ammunition and weapon that you could think of.
Now, let's move forward. And when the 5th of the 7th was activated again to head into Iraq, what happened then?
Well, I was making the film, and I went down to Fort Stewart in Georgia to film the reactivation of the battalion, which I thought would be a nice way to finish the film as the 5th of the 7th went off into the sunset, off to Iraq. I have a lot of friends in the military and have great respect for the military. So the battalion commander said to me, "Well, Norman, do you want to come with us?" So I said, "Sure, I'd love to." And so after they got settled in Iraq, I went over and joined them and spent a couple of weeks, in fact, with the same company, with Bravo Company, same battalion as I'd been in Vietnam with 35 years later. And I had a, I would say, like, I mean, it's hard to say this, but I mean, I just love being there. It was hard for me to come back home because I love being with these men. And
it's really hard for people that have not been there to understand that.
It
why,
is.
Why you keep
it's very
going
hard.
Back.
Yeah.
Why you keep going back and why wounded go back to their unit and feel badly. So, no, I understand.
Yeah.
And I imagine very many of us understand that.
Yeah, it's a very special thing I live with the guys. So I was just embedded again because they just let me have full reign. There was no control over what I was doing. I just hung out with the guys and went out on missions with them
This is a great documentary, Commitment and Sacrifice, and you know we could talk about this all day. We're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. I want to talk about Cover Me, about combat stress, and how important this is. We've also got a guest in the studio that we're also going to. Mayor Jones is in here for a couple minutes, and then we're going to hold you over to the next hour if that's okay with you, and talk a little bit more about this. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Five Star Bank is here for you. For more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy.
Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-9590.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to remind everybody about the Shasta District Fair. Come out and support our local kids in the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Sale. And the folks who donate back to the community 4-H and FFA barbecue, we do appreciate it. The same weekend is the French Antique Truck Show at Fall River Mills at the Round Barn and 299, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're serving tri-tip and chicken and lots of old trucks. Here at Northern Lights, we're removing a lot of barbecue bottles, propane, so don't get caught running out on Sunday. Pick up extra bottles. The ethanol-free 93 is working great for all the weed eaters, mowers, and chainsaws. And also, see Brenda at Weaverville. They are now an open site for CFN and Fleetwide cards and Visa 24/7. So give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, happy June 9th. It's 7:55 in the morning. You know, before we get back to Norman Lloyd, we got the mayor just dropped in here for a couple minutes, and we're going and Coach Bob, don't send me an email, okay, Coach Bob? I know. I'm changing subjects here, but we promised the mayor weeks ago that he could come in here and do this. Okay, Patrick Jones, you've got a quick announcement.
Oh, thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Norman, for letting me barge in here. But there was something neat happening on Flag Day, which is Monday, and that's going to be at the Sundial Bridge. And I'm going for the first time to walk across the Sundial Bridge. And we're going to be assembling at 6 o'clock in the evening, and where the walk is going to take place at 7. Now, this is a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Most people know Senior Chief Rob Burrows is working with the City of Reading to help try to create that here in Reading. I'm very excited about it. And so I thought I'd do my part, do two things at once, do a fundraiser, and walk across the Sundial Bridge. So I invite everyone to come out, any veterans groups, anybody that wants to support our veterans. When you come by, you can drop $5, $10, $20, whatever you can afford into the hat for this very much needed museum here in Northern California. And this is a way that we can pay our respects to our veterans and preserve this history from passing away.
Well, you know, I think that everybody knows how you felt about the Sundial Bridge, that you thought it was taxpayers' money, shouldn't go into that. But now you're at the point where you've seen the light.
Well, we're talking about $10 million worth of taxpayer dollars on that. And so I had, I really wanted a bridge there like everyone else did. But to that extent, I was
not
disappointed.
Not that much bridge.
Not that much bridge.
Okay.
And, but anyways, nevertheless, this event is about the veterans. It's about raising money for the museum. And for that, I'm very excited. And anything I can help to do, I'm ready and willing to do.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking more about that here in the future before that's up. It's open. Mayor Jones, thanks a lot. We'd love to talk to you about what happened last night, and we will later on this week.
Thank you, Carl. Thank
All
you,
right.
Linda.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
You know, Norman Lloyd is our guest. Again, let me reintroduce him to our listeners here. Norman did a great documentary based on, it's called Commitment to Sacrifice, based on the 5th of the 7th Cavalry, an Army unit that went into Cambodia back in 1970, and then 35 years later went back when they reactivated that unit and went to Iraq with the with that unit. We're going to keep you a little bit longer than right here, because I want to talk about this latest effort to help warriors. It's called Cover Me, and this was done in conjunction with the United States Marine Corps in the Semper Fi Fund, Injured Marine Semper Fi Fund. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, Kyle. What happened was I showed the film at the Marine Club in San Francisco, and General Myatt, who runs that club, was very kind to me and allowed, and we did it for the World Affairs Council to show the film. And he came to me later and asked me if I'd work with him and the Injured Marine Semper Fi Fund to make a film about combat stress that they wanted to distribute. As we all know, it's something that with one of the things with today's world that we with the communications. We get to understand and discuss more the fact that anybody who goes to war is and has the war experience is changed by that experience forever, and some more than others. And so they wanted, the Injured Marine Semper Fi Fund wanted to make a film to distribute to the Marines, and they had gotten together with the Marine Corps. We had full cooperation from the commandant all the way down.
Yeah, you had
to
General
the Marine
Conway
Corps.
On, and you had all the major of the Marine Corps. You had everybody.
All the heavy hitters, all the people that run the Marine Corps, and they were very it's actually they've been the first ones to recognize the fact that combat stress is something that we have to deal with, because with the Vietnam veterans, it wasn't dealt with combat stress and PTSD.
Right.
And so we know that something has to be done. And so I made this film, and it's the film is made for a couple of it works in a couple of different ways. One of the ways is that the film is designed to reassure Marines that their service is appreciated by everybody, and a lot of people don't suffer from combat stress, but others do, and the film is designed to let those folks know that are suffering what the symptoms are and how to get help.
Absolutely, and this is great. I had one of the sergeant majors of one of the units stood up. I think there was an Army general that stood up and said also that he had combat stress and that it can be treated and it is around you. And it doesn't affect everybody, but it does affect a lot of people. The Marine Corps goes to great lengths, at least when I was, and I got back in 07 to address this. Now we've got 30 seconds left, and then we're going to go into our next segment. So we're going to hold you over for like 5 minutes, if that's okay, and finish up on this. We make sure everybody gets addresses and all that. This is Carl Bott and Linda Bott right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
We are tired of being dumped on in the Gulf.
She says she's a fisherman devastated by the oil disaster. Protesting at a Senate hearing, Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes details the testimony going on live in Washington.
Dave, it's one of several such hearings today where Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is telling the Senate Energy Panel the administration believes offshore drilling can still be done safely, and this disaster won't, as some Gulf residents fear, put revenues their states get from it in jeopardy. As for the spill itself, he assured Gulf state senators,
no effort is being spared to make sure that the people of the Gulf Coast are being protected.
He also says more accurate estimates of the flow rate at the well and the amount of oil that spilled are coming soon from the government, Dave.
Now, Chris, BP is sending in more ships to contain more of the oil in the next few weeks being siphoned off. The hope is they'll be able to handle over 1 million gallons a day. Right now, they're getting about 630,000. Four more Americans dead in Afghanistan. As Defense Secretary Gates warns in London, we need to make more progress in the war soon. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin also in London live.
Yeah, Dave, the Secretary said Americans and those of other coalition nations
are going to expect to see some progress this winter.
Or they'll begin to want the troops home. Secretary Gates was speaking here in London where he said commanders in Afghanistan may be able to show progress, but all this on a day four more U.S. troops are dead after their helicopter came under fire, NATO says. The Taliban says its rockets brought that chopper down, Dave.
Alistair, Iran could face new nuclear sanctions at the U.S. And the toughest yet, claims Secretary of State Clinton. A vote on that is expected soon. A woman's movement at the polls.
The people of California have had enough.
Carly Fiorina wins the Republican Senate primary, while another ex-CEO, Meg Whitman, wins the GOP governor's race, while in Nevada, Tea Party favorite Sharon Angle takes the GOP nomination to take on Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid in November. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Here's some of the biggest news for contractors in years. The Home Depot is introducing, just for you, Pro Rewards, a brand new free program that saves you money. The more you spend, the more you earn in instant savings. Just swing by the Pro Desk for details and to sign up. Saving money on everyday purchases can help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs. And what could be more rewarding than that? More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Certain geographic restrictions apply.
If you're unsure when to lock in your rate on a new CD, check out the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. Its interest rate is among the most competitive in the country. And if rates go up anytime during the term of the CD, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. Give us a try and let us show you how banking should be. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
Obama awaits the UN vote on new nuclear sanctions against Iran that he's expected to make a statement on. He's also focused on the fragile Israeli-Palestinian peace process.
Tensions are high following the deaths of blockade runners during an Israeli maritime raid. That makes advancing the peace process much more difficult. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said earlier that the situation will require bold decisions. A key issue will be the Israeli blockade of Gaza, which many in the international community condemn, but which Israel sees as key to its defenses. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
The head of the Fed is hopeful about the economy.
Consumer spending is likely to increase at a moderate pace going forward, supported by a gradual pickup in employment and income, greater consumer confidence, and some improvement in credit conditions.
The Fed chairman telling a House committee that he is worried some about rising U.S. debt and warns there's no quick fix to high unemployment. On Wall Street, stocks rising a second straight day. The Dow is up 76 points. Large European fishing boats will no longer be allowed to fish for bluefin tuna after today because the EU says they've already used up the entire 2010 quota, not even halfway through the year. Country stars will gather again in Nashville tonight for the CMT Awards show. As Music City still recovers from the flood that ravaged the Grand Ole Opry.
Kid Rock is hosting the award show, which will honor all of country's biggest stars, like Carrie Underwood, who is nominated for 3 awards. Along with Jason Aldean, Taylor Swift, and Lady Annabella. It's a quarter after one. One of the 3 awards those acts are up for is Video of the Year, and they're competing with 6 others. From Nashville, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Short people have a 50% higher risk of having a heart problem or dying from one than tall people. That in new research out of Finland and the European Heart Journal, though they do say weight, blood pressure, and smoking habits are important factors. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
You know you got to bring us in when it comes to the charge.
Yeah, you know, it's 8:06 in the morning. We're streaming on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines are 605-4567.
We're going to have a slight chance of showers today, 20% with a high of 79, currently 68 degrees. We have had a fascinating morning here with our guests. And how do we go about finding, through a website, where one could possibly buy your CDs, your movies?
Sure. Well, what I do is I have two websites. One is there's two films. First of all, I'll get rid of those quickly. Are Commitment and Sacrifice. There's a web page that is commitmentandsacrifice.com that you can go on, and they have a trailer of the film, and it can be purchased on that website.
An absolutely great documentary, my friends. If you want to see the way it was and talk about the love that warriors have for each other and the commitment they have to each other, this is the one.
And also there's another web page called shakyshill.com, and that is just the Vietnam story of the it's a 1 hour program. And then the other film Cover Me, there's a web page called SemperFiFund.org, and when you go onto that web page, you can actually click on the resources page, and it will bring up the film, and the film is shot in high definition, widescreen, and you can watch it on your computer. If you go on and you can watch it, and also if you want to, you can send off there's information there to send off. And the Simplify Fund will send you a complimentary DVD of their film, which is absolutely wonderful. They're a wonderful organization that are helping injured Marines.
It is, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed watching both of these. I mean, when I say enjoyed, that's not the right word. How touched I was. One on the young warriors in Vietnam, and then in Iraq, and then the Cover Me with combat stress, and it addressed it from so many different levels, from a psychiatrist who was in combat, and how it still affected her years later back in the States, and up through the Commandant of the Marine Corps talking about it. And so I heartily recommend this, and we'll put these on our website.
You have been listening to Norman Lloyd this morning, the filmmaker of these two films.
Now, we talked to you during the break, and we want you back here, and you've agreed. So we're going to set up a time for Norman to come back, and we're going to show these films. We'll find a location. We'll show these films, so you can see them. You can see the Commitment and Sacrifice, and we'll be able to also show Cover Me, and we'll do this in conjunction with a couple other organizations, so then they can come in and then ask you questions, because rappelling down into the middle of a firefight in Cambodia, you know, with a camera, I find that interesting anyway. One big question I have before we go for the break is, I asked you this before, the difference between the warriors in 1970 and 2005.
Well, the interesting thing that what I've observed is that there's actually no difference in the warrior. I think that a lot of people have asked me the same question, but, you know, what changes is the wars change, but the warrior remains the same. And that is one of the amazing things about it, that we have to be so proud of our warriors and support them in every way possible.
Wars change, warriors don't. Let's have one question then, and then before we go to our break. John, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, Dad, Bob, and Norman.
Morning.
Norman, I have a quick kind of a technical question for you. But you were there in country as a social scientist to record and report the social science, the events through a social science discipline concept. And part of that is to not become involved in the paradigm. However, in a war type of situation, did you become involved?
Well, I would just say this, that I'm from Australia. I used to be a kangaroo shooter in the outback, so
right.
I knew how to handle weapons. And we were in a pretty tight spot there. And I was working as a stringer at that point. I used to get paid $50 right. a combat story to shoot this material. So I will say that I did carry a weapon at times because I had a feeling that if we were to really get into a tight spot, I wouldn't roll over.
No, because these were your mates and you had to stand up for them anyway.
That's correct.
Very good. That's really all I wanted to
okay,
ask
John,
because
thanks
I know
so much.
How difficult it is to keep that distance.
Yeah, man, and I know emotionally you became very attached to these men.
I
good
did.
Good job, Norman. Thank yeah. you very much.
Thanks
for
a lot, John, for your phone
and
call.
And thanks for your service there.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. And Norman Lloyd has been our guest. He's going to be back again. And, I'd also like to really thank Chuck Kinney for bringing him in.
Yeah, Chuck, thanks.
Chuck, you know what?
You're
this
welcome.
Was great.
I appreciate the opportunity.
And we're going to hear more in the future from, for other things that Norman's doing. But we're going to have you back, Norman. So, again, thank you so much for your films, your documentaries, and what you've done for our warriors that are suffering from combat stress-related incidents, illnesses.
Thanks very much for having me.
That was our pleasure. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we come back, we have Mark Beecham on, and we're going to talk politics.
Hey, this is Carl Bot. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items. New products coming in every week, but wait, there's more. Every week a different special. This week's special is perfect for Dad for Father's Day. A cordless electric drill that's regularly $12.95. This week, it's only $5.95. Why pay shipping and handling? Take it home and enjoy it today.
The As Seen on TV store, located at 1746 Churn Creek Road behind Dairy Queen and in Chico at 208 West East Avenue.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, time's 8:15 in the morning.
Phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Thursday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, it's cigar night.
From 6 to 8 p.m. is cigar night at Tobacco and Brew in the community room there.
Can we call them stogies?
Yeah, well, you can call them stogies. You can call them anything, but don't call them late. Olivia Cigars are going to be in there with the pros, and there's going to be gift bags. There's going to be drawings, cigars, of course, pizza, drinks. Linda and I are going to be there.
What's really fun about...
These are a lot of fun.
Yeah, what's really fun is the experts that actually represent the cigar company. They can tell you about the roll. They can tell you about the leaf. They can tell you about...
How they're rolled on the thigh of a Guatemalan... Oh, okay. Okay, not that one.
And how to cut it just right and... I don't know.
It.
I mean, they do this whole fun. and then actually in the meeting room there, which is really surprising, you could smoke in the meeting room, outside or inside. And the next day they do something where you can't smell the cigar smoke the next day. I don't know
that's
how
amazing.
They clean it down. But anyway, so yeah, you might want to come and join us because that's going to be a really fun, informative night tomorrow night.
That's right. Now our guest is the well known Bon Vivant. The well-known, the man with the sava. He's just shaking his head. Mark Beecham. Mark's a columnist for the Record Searchlight. He has his blog. He talks about anything from financial to politics.
Food.
So welcome aboard, Mark.
Well, thanks, Carl. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, we're always glad to have you on, Mark. So what happened last night? What do you think?
Oh, you want me to talk about the election? I thought you wanted me to talk about gang activity in Reading based on the column I did last week.
Well, we can do that, too.
Well, actually, you know, politicians, gangs, there is a similarity. I can handle both, actually. There's a lot of similarity there.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think there is an op-ed piece coming out today.
There, you know, I ran into Mayor Jones in the, can I call it the green room out there?
Yeah, you can call it the green room or the purple room.
And he was leaving, beating a hasty retreat. And I said to him, I thought you were in here to talk about Leonard Modi's opinion piece in the paper today about the city council, in Modi's words, dismantling the Reading police force at the very time we're facing threats from criminal gangs, not politicians, real criminal gangs. Because Patrick Jones's campaign, re-election campaign, effectively begins today, and it's going to be a long, long summer and fall for him and Rick Bassetti, I think. And they're going to have to really campaign hard to keep their jobs. I think it's going to be a tough one.
And because of the police unions going against them.
Police unions, fire unions, public employee unions.
The ones with all the money.
They have a lot of money.
And why do they have all this money?
They have a lot of money from dues.
They get all this money from taxpayers, right?
Indirectly, yeah.
Well,
right.
That's pretty directly. We pay taxes, they get paid.
So we've said the last couple times, last couple days on the radio station and in conversation that are you seeing the face of Reading changing? Do you see something that's changing as far as, you know, four or five people walking down the street that you've not seen before and look like they... could possibly belong to...
gangs.
I get the sense they didn't move here to work, at the very least, because there are precious few jobs. But I do sense, at least around West Reading, where I live, and downtown, that there's a new element here. And we had apparently we had a gang-related shooting, drive-by shooting on Monday.
That was I think that's the first drive-by shooting they've had in years.
Sometime, yeah.
Right.
And I did meet, as it happened, I was meeting with Leonard Modi, Supervisor Modi, and Larry Lease Monday morning to talk about county budget, the jail, et cetera. And that came up, and he had mentioned that he had written this opinion piece for the Searchlight and that it was coming out, and that he's very concerned about foothold that gangs are going to get or are getting in Reading, and he's worried that gang activity, unlike a string of burglaries perhaps, which might be traced to an individual, gang activity, once it gets a foothold, is very hard to get out. And he's worried, and I see the campaign this summer and fall hinging on that. I suspect that Patrick Jones and Mayor Bassetti and the business groups that support them will say, look, we got to do something about these pensions. pensions are out of control, they're unsustainable, et cetera. And I suspect that the counter argument is not going to be about that. It's going to, they're going to shift the position, shift the subject to topic of public safety and are streets safe and do we have enough cops? Do we have enough firemen on the beat? And it's going to be an interesting time for voters to sort of sort this all out. And there's going to be a lot of money spent, and I suspect much more money is going to be spent by the unions than by the business community. And certainly Patrick Jones has very little money of his own to throw at this, and Mayor and Bassetti has some money, but I suspect that most of the commercials are going to be of, you know, public safety.
Yeah, probably. Well, they did it before, and I remember that they had a commercial that said, not calling 911, if you remember. Call 911, and the woman says, there's somebody trying to get into my house. And the 911 operator says, we'll get there as soon as we can, you know, but we, it's going to take a while. And it was a purely fear commercial. And we had the representative on from the police station. I said, that's a fear thing. You know, what's it got to do with, you know, true statistics? And he goes, people don't listen to statistics. And those were his exact words on the air, by the way. So I said, oh, well, then you've got yourself quite a campaign. And we've got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to discuss this some more, but also, you know, some of the results of the election. You know, most of them, the good people staying in the jobs, one major change. And since we're talking about crime, how that might affect on it. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Get ready for the Anselmo Summer Music Series beginning Friday, June 4th. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with some of the best jazz musicians in the North State. Wonderful players like Rick Hill, John Gonzalez, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Candice Lavolsi, just to name a few of some of the wonderful musicians who will be playing in the summer series from 6 to 9. That's June 4th and June 25th and throughout July and August. Make your reservations now. Call 474-5546 for the Anselmo Vineyard Summer Music Series beginning June 4th. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and have the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Botter. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Let's go to the phones.
John, you're on KCNR. This is a twofer for you, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Once again, okay. Here it is Wednesday, and I've used up all my allocation of calls.
That's right. I don't want to hear from you again until next Tuesday.
You have a question for Mark.
I do. Hey, Mark, first of all, I respect your perspective and political acumen, particularly on the local level. I'd like to really have you comment on the DA's race. It would seem more than anything else that the non-charge of Mr. Schuman, who punched and killed Adam Martinez, cost Benito the election. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on that.
I would say that that election hinged as much on the Martinez case as perhaps more on the Shelby Allen case, and that the DA made two arguably very bad calls in the year before the election, and bad calls that weren't technical in nature, that they were calls that everybody who became aware of these cases could understand and talked about it, the water cooler at home and the line at the supermarket, et cetera. And if you look at it, Benito was the lone incumbent to lose. And Carlton outspent him handily. We don't know how much yet because the Record Searchlight had some numbers last week or the week before about the spending, but I hope somebody goes back. Maybe I will go back and see how much Carlton spent in total. But he was handily outspent, and he made two very big mistakes in the minds of very many voters.
Now, I'd like to point out too, though, is that people that think that the Martinez case is going to automatically be reopened and there's going to be a prosecution, step back.
No, Carlton
never said that.
No, he never did. He was very careful.
Steve made a point every time this was asked to him, and it was asked to him several times. Are you going to prosecute the Martinez case? He said, "I will review the case."
That was the issue.
I will review it, but he didn't say anything about reopening it. So it should be interesting to see what happens when he reviews the case.
Well, you know, the fact that there was a 3-year statute of limitation on those charges that could be filed are very important to this election because it wouldn't have been reopened had Mr. Benito been reelected. And I say reopen, I'm talking about reopen for review. I'm not talking about trying to commit to any charges or anything else, although I think anybody who honestly, without ego, looks at that video, there's not going to be a whole lot of question about whether charges should be filed or not.
Well, I tell you, Carlton ran a strong... I mean, he came out of the blocks at a run. I mean, there wasn't a warm up. I mean, from the very first time he said anything in the paper, and then we had him on the show right after that. He was running hot right away.
Well, he squared his shoulders, and I'll tell you, he took on some unpopular stances with conservatives here in this county. But I believe that the two issues that Mark just referred to are definitely what swung the election in his favor. But you know, the reason I like listening to Mark is because he says things like that other people haven't stated already, such as the only incumbent to be unseated in the local elections was
Benito. We don't know yet about Les Baugh. There's a runoff now, from what I understand.
Yeah. The numbers were pretty strong in his favor, however.
Yeah, but still, he still needed 50%. He had 49%. From what I understand, it's going to have to be a runoff.
Just a shade under 50%.
Yeah, he's going to have a runoff against Chris Young.
Should be an interesting
that should be interesting.
Secondary election. Okay, I'm off, and thanks very much for the question and answers, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. What John was talking about, how much time we have here, Bob?
A minute.
Okay, what John was talking about is during one of our town hall meetings when Steve Carlton said that
He believed that the Constitution was a living document. And that got a lot of people just kind of like, you know, they looked at him, and then he wasn't real strong in some of the Second Amendment stuff. However, he wasn't against it. Don't misunderstand me, but, you know, his answers, and this was early on in the campaign, but he didn't dodge any questions or anything like that.
Interesting, Tea Party, the running Tea Party Patriots had a mock election on Monday. As I understand it, they actually endorsed or voted for Benito.
Yeah. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lori London. Tuesday's primary races prove victorious for women who are calling out career politicians.
You now face your worst nightmare. Two business women. Who know how to create jobs, balance budgets, and get things done.
Former eBay CEO Meg Whitman nabbing the GOP nomination for the California governor's race, while Carly Fiorina will face Senator Barbara Boxer.
Barbara Boxer's answer of rhetoric over reality stops now.
Elsewhere, Republican Sharon Angle, a Tea Party pick set for a Nevada showdown with Harry Reid in the fall.
We have completed the first step to taking back our U.S. Senate seat.
And Democrat Blanche Lincoln pulled off a narrow win in the Arkansas Senate runoff race. This is a Fox News alert.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Hi, this is Joe Catania. Come and join us for Twilight on the Terrace at the Cafe at Turtle Bay every Friday and Saturday night through August 28th. Enjoy local bands, fabulous food, and dancing under the stars. Seating begins at 6 p.m. and reservations are not required. The Cafe at Turtle Bay is located at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park at the foot of the Sundial Bridge. See you there.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to remind everybody about the Shasta District Fair. Come out and support our local kids in the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Sale. And the folks who donate back to the community 4-H and FFA barbecue, we do appreciate it. The same weekend is the French Antique Truck Show at Fall River Mills at the Round Barn and 299, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're serving tri-tip and chicken and lots of old trucks. Here at Northern Lights, we're removing a lot of barbecue bottles, propane, so don't get caught running out on Sunday. Pick up extra bottles. The ethanol-free 93 is working great for all the weed eaters, mowers, and chainsaws. And also, see Brenda at Weaverville. They are now an open site for CFN and Fleetwide cards and Visa 24/7. So give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Good morning, Reading. You're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio with Carla Linda Bott. Mark Beecham is our guest this morning. We've been talking about the Leonard Modi piece and the politicians and gang activity and being worried and first responders. And, well, what's on your mind, Charles? Let's go to you.
Question for Mr. Beecham. I had heard recently that members of the of one or both of the police unions had specifically told some local businesses not to post Rick Bassetti signs because those things would be gone, like, you know, in the just like that. And I was wondering, and that this would they would specifically refuse to investigate that, and I was wondering if the Record Searchlight had any intention of looking into any of this to see if there was any truth to that or not.
I had not heard that, and just to set the record straight, I'm a columnist for the Record Searchlight. I'm not on the staff of the Record Searchlight. I was until about three and a half years ago now, but I will pass along your intelligence to the powers that be out there and see what comes of it. But again, I think this election is going to be a very, very divisive one, the city council election. And I was saying during the break, it could get to a point where we might almost call it a civil war in this town, where you have neighbors against neighbors and maybe even families against families. It's a very, very divisive issue, this public employee unions and public safety and the business community that's worried about the cost and burden of city and local government.
Yeah, if the police unions start trying to dictate the results of local elections the way I'm hearing, that's a scary prospect.
Well, you've seen the police unions already running radio ads on KCNR and other outlets,
right,
trying to recruit candidates for local elections.
Running ads is one thing,
We don't know, Charles, that they've been threatening or anything.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. This needs to be looked at.
Okay, well, you know, and your point is well taken. Okay, thanks a lot, Charles. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I was told by somebody that maybe not that signs be taken, but don't put them up to businesses.
You did hear that. We heard that. You know, sometimes
that.
We hear things, you know, how.
Yeah, but people tell us
that. Have our ear to the ground. In Leonard Modi's piece today, I just read through where he talked about how Chico in 2000, I like the term, turned a blind eye to gang activity. And Leonard Modi is saying that they're starting to see this here in Reading. Do not turn a blind eye. What happens if, in fact, we do have this, we're doing these cuts? There's a task force called SAGE, but that's also paid for, you know, through the taxpayers and as part of the police force. What are we going to do if there's cuts in police? Can it be a citizen task force? Can we do that?
As I said, I met with Supervisor Modi on Monday of this week, and it was a fairly downbeat conversation when we got to this topic here about the criminal justice system, the number of people who, because of dysfunctional jail, because of limits on prisons and the cost of prisons at the state level, the number of the overburdened parole system, et cetera. I asked him. I said, "You know, Leonard, what's going to happen here in Reading 5 years hence? What kind of advice can you give people?" And Not betraying any confidence here. He told me what he told me a couple of years ago when I interviewed him as the police chief. He says, buy a home security system.
Well, we have that.
Yeah. And
get your concealed.
Well, I asked him about concealed carry, and he sort of slid by that, and he said, get a home security system.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's because
how about some dogs?
The city has made it real hard to get a concealed carry, so you go to the county, who has a very, very practical idea on that. Look, well, we've got to take a quick break, and we've got people on the lines. In fact, I tell you, let's go to the phones first. John, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl Linda. How are you?
Hey, we're great, John.
We're peachy, John.
Hey, home security systems are fantastic. Sam Colt builds a beautiful one. He really does. Smith & Wesson does, too.
So that's always good, too. Yeah,
yeah. They equalize men.
That's right. Winchester pumps.
You got that one right. Hey, you know, I was just, after listening to some of the comments, you know, it does not matter whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, conservative, liberal, the law of economics and reality are going to dictate exactly how we're going to bounce back and become viable again. They're all going to come to this realization because it's the only thing that has not been tried. We're sitting in a wall of, oh, my God, what's happening to us? And the obvious is standing right in front of us. You have to cut the taxes. You're going to have to live with potholes in the streets for a while to clean this mess up. You're going to have to live. I don't think that we need to live without a phenomenal police force. That's worth paying for. But the things that are going to have to take second seat and prioritize for, and it starts in towns like Reading. You have to start somewhere, and this is a perfect place to do it.
Yeah, John.
It will bleed across the country. People will understand this. You know, what's the difference between, you know, going out and doing a ton of fun stuff? You're going to have to suck it up for a couple of years and just get this problem straightened up. The local levels are going to have to just say, you know, we can't afford it.
You know, John, you make a really good point about when you use the word prioritize. For my money, there's only one truly essential function of government, and that is protecting citizens either through the police or the military and through the courts. And it's all the rest that government does is nice. Maybe it's important, but it's not essential. And rather than cutting more police, well, I would cut much more deeply at City Hall. Why do we need assistant city managers? Why do we need assistant city attorneys? Why do we need a Parks and Recreation Department? Sure, it's nice. Maybe it's even important.
But
it's not essential. It's not essential. We have to get down to what's really essential during this really tough economic time. And when things turn around, if things turn around in 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe we can hire back a coordinator to run Parks and Recreation. But we can't afford it now. We've got to focus on what's really, really, truly essential. And safe streets and paved streets are essential.
You know, I sent a list to Carl a few days ago on an A to Z list of all the companies that have left the state of California.
Yeah, I got that.
It is phenomenal.
I checked on one, Buck Knives, because, you know, people send me lists, I always check on it, right? Buck Knives used to be made right here in California. They're up in Oregon.
I own one from El Cajon, California, when they were still in El Cajon.
That's where I bought when I first, and you know what? 35 years ago, I got one when I first got into the Marine Corps, 40, whatever it is. Hey, look, John, we have got to break here. We went way over, but thank you so much for your phone call, because what you're saying is exactly right. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go.
Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It is 8:46 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott are streaming at KCNR 1460, and you can call us at 605-4567. Our guest is Mark Beecham. And we started out talking about politics, but we're getting into, what's going on in our town. That, you know, there's an op-ed piece by Leonard Modi, he's county supervisor, but former city police chief of Reading. And you know what we were talking about is that we've got the onset, or we've got all the characteristics of perhaps a perfect storm. Mark.
Well, we've got a really crummy economy, and even if the national economy begins to recover, and even if the California economy begins to recover, Reading, the North State economy, always tends to lag. We have got a welfare system where people can come here and get on benefits, and they go further than they do in a lot of other places in the state. We have a dysfunctional jail. We have where one floor is closed. We've got
dysfunctional, or just a one that's been shut down.
Well, it's dysfunctional in the sense that what floor of the jail has been shut down.
140, it's a revolving door for a lot
beds.
Of people.
Yeah. Right, and you've got a whole class of people now who. Who are thumbing their nose or giving the finger, if you will, to the law enforcement community, because they know that there are no consequences for bad actions. If they're arrested, they're bailed out almost immediately. They don't even actually go into the jail overnight, and then they're supposed to show up in court. And they, if you look at the booking photos, many of these people are booked for what's called FTAs, or failure to appear. They don't even bother to go to court. And it's very frustrating to the police, very frustrating to the judges. You've got a marijuana co-op on practically every other corner here, which sends, illegal under the proposition
it
that was passed.
It sends a message.
Right. Leonard Modi says it sends a message of moral decay. I don't know if I agree with that, but it does send a message that we're kind of, a laissez-faire town. And it's troublesome. You put all these things together, and I don't really know where it's going to go. But on top of that, you're laying off community service officers. You're laying off cops on the beat, and the bad guys don't even have to read the newspaper. They know instinctively what the deal
is. Most of them can't read the newspaper
in this town, and they know that if they're arrested, they're not going to go to jail, and if they are arrested and they do spend some time in jail, they'll probably be bailed out or not. So it's a troublesome scenario that we're looking at here.
Well, here's my problem with this. We've got this perfect we have all the ingredients for a perfect storm. We have two groups of people that could solve this if they would just come together. We have the city council, who and the police union,
And, okay, yes, we can make cuts. I agree with you. Let's prioritize what our cuts are. We cannot continue to maintain this amount of money we're paying into the unions. I mean, it's just going to keep, it's not going to get any better if we don't do something about it. So when should we do something about it? When is, when crime is okay? Crime is okay a couple of years ago. We didn't do anything about it. We kicked the can down the road. So here we are. Our money coming into our city and county is down by millions, not just a million, but millions, tens of millions. And we've got, you know, where's the money going to come from? We're going to raise taxes. Is that it? Is that the answer? Sunset taxes. For a year, we pay more taxes to pay for policemen. What's the answer here?
I think the answer is to prioritize spending and take the money you have and try to allocate it so you get the most bang for the buck. And that means less money for, you know, bureaucrats and pencil pushers at City Hall, and allocate that money saved for police and firemen. And the guy who's going to make that case, I believe, who has been on the city council before, and I've believed all along that he's going to run, is Ken Murray. I think Ken Murray has looked around, and he doesn't have a lot of money, but I think he can get money from the public employee unions. He's a name politician. He's familiar with the issues. He is a good debater, and I think in a large field of candidates, Ken would stand a good chance of getting
Ken,
back on the
Ken's
council.
One of the reasons we're down this. I mean, I like Ken, you know, and we'll have Ken on, but joyfully even. But one of the reasons we're in this problem is because of Ken. You know, just kicking a can down the road, given the more pay raises, spiking raises. I mean, right now we're going to be paying $500,000 a year to police chiefs.
But here's the issue, Carl. You're making this argument about money and about cost and about budgets. The issue that's going to be made in this campaign for the summer and the fall for the city council is not about that. It's going to be about public safety. It's going to be about 911 calls. It's going to be about, is your house going to burn down? Are you safe on the streets? Are you safe in your cars? It's a very different argument, and it appeals to people in a very different way.
Well, on a visceral level, yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Mark Beecham, Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper, family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything. Until I heard about pre-planning your own, final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first, until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car, remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Plan. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you have probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure: fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one visit CEREC porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-9590.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll give 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Good morning, Reading. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. We've got about 5 minutes left here. You know what? It's going to be 76 today with a 20% chance of showers. Tomorrow we have the president of the gun...
Owners of California.
Owners
Sam
of
Pardee's.
California. We saw him at the Capitol not too long ago. They're in there fighting hard for our rights.
But I tell you what, right now, just as we're talking about where we may be having that perfect storm, the Democratic legislature is doing their best to put more restrictions on your right to own weapons. And I'm not kidding you. Wait till you hear this one. It's not just registering weapons. It's being able to check and see if you have those weapons. Is that true? Well, we're going to find out tomorrow when Sam Pardee's comes in from the Gun Owners of California. Our guest today is Mark Beecham. And as usual with Mark, we need six more hours. final thoughts, Mark.
Well, I did want to say this. I'm looking at the Record Searchlight here, the front page and all the election coverage, and I just want to say kudos to them. I don't think a lot of people who don't or haven't worked on a newspaper know what a nail-biting experience it is to work on an election night and compile, collate all these statistics, all these races. Get the stories written, get them edited, get the headlines written, get it laid out, and now they're laying it out in part and down in Texas and getting it shipped back up here and on the press and then delivered to people.
It's being written in Indonesia, though, right?
So, it's being written right here, by people who really care and
I know,
work,
I know,
work
I'm
damn
just kidding.
Hard. So, but I also want to say that I think that what this town needs, and it's not apt to get it over the next few months with the campaign that I see beginning to kick into high gear, is it needs reasonable people to come together and make thoughtful but tough compromises where people can sacrifice on both sides. And I think the city council, the way it's constituted right now, is a little bullheaded. And I think the labor unions are bullheaded and in economic denial. And perhaps later this year, after we get a new council or the same council has been chastened somewhat at the polls, perhaps they can come together, the unions and the council, and at a time when perhaps the police union contract is up for renegotiation, they can come together and make the kind of compromises that are on truly the best interests of the citizens of Reading.
Well, you know, compromise means it's best for the citizens of Reading, not for egos from either side, though, Mark.
Right.
And, you know, maybe there will be no chastisement. Maybe the chastisement will be at the unions. So, you know, the thing, though, is that you said is so important. We've got to have people come together. And, you know, they've both got to give some. They've got to have a compromise here that we can that is good for the city of Reading. Not economically, not just economically for the union, and not just and not just economically for the, you know, for the city council. It's got to be something that's good for us, the citizens. It's our money, you know. We're the ones putting it in, so we need to have that happen. And we also need to have a safe place. Great discussion today. Thanks for coming aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it's the best thing about this. Well, there's so many great things about our country, but one of the great things is being able to elect officials, you know, being able to have a say in what goes on in your future. And, I mean, absolutely have something to say of what's going on in the future. And if you don't take advantage of that, you know, it's a slap in the face of all those that went before you. that have built this country and made it so good, made it so great. And, you know, I know a lot of people got involved in different parts of the election. We had the opportunity and the honor to meet so many people that were running for office. So
and kudos
cool.
to you and your show for providing a forum for so many candidates.
It was a great time.
Yeah, we had a good time with it. You know, and that's what we're here for, and we're going to continue to do that, is provide a forum for people. We may not always agree, but we can always disagree civilly, because that's the only way we're going to get forward with this. Hey, tomorrow, Sam Pardee's Gun Owners of California. It's going to be a great show talking about what's going on. This is Carl Indebaut, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.